Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast. We like spooky things. And we really, really like self-care.
Yes.
So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
So, this week, I went to CVS because I needed some... actually, it was like last week. We went to CVS to get like some cold medicine.
Time is a circle.
And it's I got surface. This cool mood ring. For like $5.
Oh my god, I love it. That's really fun. What is blue? What does that mean?
I don't know, but I like it. I gave it Steven like the little like key so he could, I don't know what my emotions are. He's like, oh, it's blue.
Like, how do I feel like, now?
What does that mean?
I think blue means like excited.
Sure.
I don't know. I remember I got one at Hot Topic. Do you remember the ones from Hot Topic that were, like, around and they would, like, rip off when you wash your hands and then, like, the thing would come off and you're like, I guess I can't control my emotions anymore.
Right? It was just, like, a nostalgic thing. I was like, ooh, mood ring.
I think this. I mean, all stuff that we were, like, kids that, like, came to be are, like, come back, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also some of it $5. I'm okay with the low-rise thing. We're not doing that.
We're not
you guys can it. Do it. Have fun.
Have fun letting your fucking butt hang out. I'm not doing it.
I just don't want my pooch out.
No.
The only pooch I got is the one at home.
Okay.
I hate me too.
What did you do?
Well, thanks to you this week, I got to go to Winter Park. That was really fun. I didn't get to go skiing, though. I just drank a lot of Bloody Marys.
So, who did you go with? Like, what was
So, we went with, like, our friends Dave and Pav. It was Dave's 30th. And then Keith and I went, and they had, like, a bunch of friends go. And it was, like, a really good group of people. And they all really liked Hot Cheetos, so we were just eating Hot Cheetos.
Do love some Hot Cheetos.
Well, we played this game, so... It was, like, this game, like, trivia, and I'm pretty good at trivia, but for some reason, I'd always get the really hard questions, and, like, you had to do a punishment.
A punishment?
Yeah. So or, like, it was, like, a truth or dare. Well, get this. So, some of them were, like, we're not going to make them do that. So, one of my punishments, and I was, like, I'm not doing that, was I had to call my mom and tell her I just had sex.
Ew, what? No.
And, like, other ones, they were like, well, we'll pick something else. So that would be one that you would be like we'll pick something else. Yeah, I was like, first off, I'm not a liar. I did not just have sex. If anything, I'm not a liar.
And also, why would you tell
and
your mom
I would that? Also never talk to my mom about that.
No.
Like, it was just really weird. And I was like, can I pick another one? Like, no, you're not doing it. And then Keith got one where he had to, like, put his foot. They were like, put your foot in a toilet and flush it. And, well, here's the deal. But one of the girls like, you realize it didn't say to put your foot in the water? And Keith's like, okay, I'll do it.
Ew, it's still germs.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another. I can't remember the other one. I was just
whose idea was it to do punishments?
It was like, it was the game. It's like a game. It was fun, but it was just like.
I was like, I don't like that.
And then another one was like, because Keith, you had to have the person to like your right. And then Keith got one, and I'm really, like, this made me, like, really happy, because, like, Keith was reading it, and everyone was, like, all busy, and Keith threw it away immediately. He's like, we're not doing that. I was like, what is it? And he's like, I'm not going to do that to you. He's like, we'll pick something else. And the card was, like, tell the group how many sexual partners you've had. And that actually made me really happy that Keith was I'm not doing that. Yeah. I got the really, I got the sexually charged ones, and it made me really annoyed. I was like, okay.
Huh.
Like, some people are like, tell something silly you've done this week. And I'm, like, getting, stupid. Like, the
say
sex
your,
ones.
Say your body count to
yeah,
the whole group.
I was like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, no.
So, it was really fun. That game was fun. It was just, it was like really snowy, so it was kind of spooky when we were coming home. Not too bad. It was just like, yeah. We were like, how is it sunny anywhere else? It is so snowy here. So, but you watched our dogs, and thank you again for that. And you burned sage at the top of my stairs. I was like, oh my God, I love you. Thank you.
I was like, when I was packing my bag, I was like, oh, I should bring sage and just sage their house.
I just like, you're like, so I'm saging your basement. I like how you're standing at the top. My basement's creepy, isn't it?
It's so creepy.
It's fine down there, but it's like it the idea of it. Yeah. Because like I was like, huh, at the top. And then I like get into the basement because that's where our laundry is and I'm fine. But yeah, it took a while to get there. So yeah, but that's what I did for my self-care. Just self-care some time in the mountains.
Cool. Well, what are you going to tell me about?
So I'm going to tell you the story of Daniel LaPlante, and it looked like LaPlante, but
that name sounds so familiar, but I don't know.
It's a story I had never, it's all over. When I did research, it was all over. And I'm like, how did I not know this story? But I feel like that name just in general sounds familiar. But I used a lot of sources, and we'll just put them in our notes because it's like, but I used a lot of sources for this because I was just like, because this story, I just want to start by saying it's kind of a legend. Like, it happened, but it's kind of a legend.
Oh.
And you know how legends are, like, they say, like, this happened. So I'm going to tell, like, a little stitch version of some of the things that made the most sense.
Okay.
But the story's, it's crazy. So it's, like, the one that makes the most sense. But you're going to be like, are you sure?
All right, I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
Okay. So he was born in Townsend. Townsend is, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Massachusetts. On May 15th or 16th, it didn't clarify. I hope it's the 16th because someone I care about is born on the 15th.
Is that a Gemini?
No, it's Taurus? A Taurus. Yeah.
Okay.
So, domineering.
Domineering. Corey's a Taurus. She's, like, the best.
Oh, Tauruses are great. But, like, is she not?
Stubborn as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, can't... domineering. Yeah. Like, Corey, if Corey feels the way, she's going to do it. And, like, that's so great.
Kind of can't change her mind about
it. But, like... She's a Taurus in the best way, because there's some that are not great, but yeah. Corey's got an unlock, basically. So he kind of had a bit of a rough childhood. And I feel bad for him as a child, because it's okay to feel bad for the child, but, you know, it doesn't, actions, you know. Anyway, so he lived with his mom and his stepdad. His bio dad was a total piece of shit. Mm. Just an absolute piece of shit. He was abusive in all the ways, emotionally, physically, and sexually. And that's going to do damage to anyone.
No matter
your age, how, you know, your mental state. I mean, it's going to mess you up. And unfortunately, some people just can't get back from that. He ended up going to a counselor. Just because his mom knew, you know, he needed some help. And the counselor also ended up molesting him.
What?
Which is awful.
Wait, I'm sorry. When did you say he was born?
He was born in the 70s. Okay. Like 1970.
Okay. Well, that tracks.
Yeah. All right. So it was like, unfortunately, at the time when, you know, like, I don't know. It's awful. So he dealt with his dad and his counselor. And it's like, who can you trust?
Dude, that's messed up.
Who can you trust after that?
Literally no one.
Yeah. So I'm sure that, you know, obviously
a huge factor.
Was like, oh, I go to somebody to help me and then they also molest me. Like, what?
Ugh.
Anyways.
Horrible.
So it's just, you're going to have issues, unfortunately. And it's, even if you try to solve them, it's, you know, the person you went to. Anyways. So unfortunately, school wasn't a better experience for him. He was greasy and he smelled. He just didn't take care of his hygiene. And I feel like that was a big downfall because, like, nobody wants to talk to, like, remember the smelly kid in class? Yeah. Like, you always stayed away from them. And I don't think, and we don't know because there wasn't a lot of information on his mom and his stepdad, but I don't think they also, like, made him take care of himself.
They didn't, like, teach him, like, basic shit.
Because I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize is that you literally have to teach kids how to take care of themselves.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It's really important. I remember.
You don't just know.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something like, I mean, with time, you'll figure stuff out, but you need to be very like, you need to wash your hair. You need to wash your body. Like,
you
all that
stuff.
You need
to wash your butthole. Did you see that? Like, have you seen that, like, TikTok?
With the Mardi Gras beats?
No, oh, I did see that. It was like, show us your butthole. And it's like, the guy's like, oh, like an
hour later just wearing that.
No, it's like a whole like trending thing, or like a trending conversation rather, where it's like men don't wash their buttholes because they think it's gay to like touch your,
oh my god,
your asshole.
There was like a guy on Reddit that said, is it gay if I wash my butthole? It's, and like, everyone's like,
what are you talking about? They're
like,
sir,
did you know it's gay? And it was just like, you know, jokingly, and they're like, it's gay to shake another man's hand because he's definitely had his dick in his hand at one point. Did you see this? I'll find it.
I didn't see the Reddit. I just, and then they're
like, it's gay to high five because it almost looks like you're jacking a dude off. They just like, oh my god, because the guy said that, and then everyone else is like, okay, you're an idiot. Yeah, you're an idiot.
But it's like a real thing, and like all these like nurses and stuff were like, can confirm this is real. Like, men will sit on our like, you know, paper, like the little paper sheet thing, you know, when you're at the doctor's office, and they're like, and then they leave like skid marks.
Ew. What?
Yeah. And, like, people are, like, walking around like that. Like, you have to wash your butthole.
You have
to. It seems like common sense, but apparently it's not. Yeah.
If you're nervous about it, get Summer's Eve, because you can go to town on yourself with Summer's Eve and clean yourself up, so.
Well, if you're nervous about it, like, it's your own fucking body.
Yeah. Like,
wash it.
You know the gross things you do, and that's the worst of it. Like, your life's pretty easy.
Okay, sorry, that was a side tangent.
That's really funny, because it's, you know, we're just talking about hygiene, and, like,
but you,
that's
like,
a thing.
Have to. You have to teach kids how to do it, and then they can become adults.
Because I think a lot of people are good at teaching kids to brush their teeth, but, like, kids don't know to wash their face. They don't know to, like, wash their bodies, you know? Yeah. They just go in the shower, and they're like, what do I do?
I'll just stand here.
I stand here, I get warm. And it's like, no, you, like, there's a reason for this, you know, wash your hair, everything. So, and he had greasy hair, so obviously they didn't teach him those things.
Gross.
Yeah, I have greasy hair, and I wash my hair every day because oily. But unfortunately, he also had dyslexia, which...
Aww, so he's got, like, so all of this stacked against him.
Everything is against this poor kid. Ugh. He has dyslexia, you know, like, and that's really hard because...
And did they even, like, acknowledge that that was, like, a learning disability back in the 70s? They're probably just like, he can't read, he's an idiot.
Well, because think about people are like, work with him a little bit. Autism's this new thing, and it's like... It's not new. It just wasn't a thing. It was just like, you're like, they're quirky. And it's like, no, they like have a, like, you know, they have different like learning styles and everything. And so I think dyslexia was like acknowledged, but I think people are like, it's all in your head, you know?
Right.
Like, women are hysterical.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
So he probably got no extra help at school.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
And it just, it didn't sound like he was very well educated in it. And to be honest with you, I feel like that really was kind of out of his control because if nobody's helping you, you know.
Then how are you supposed
to
ever,
and like learning, even if you're getting help, like extra learning disabilities. I feel like I'm slightly dyslexic because I mix stuff up all the time and sometimes I can't like read stuff and I'm like, maybe that's something. I don't know.
Yeah, my sister-in-law was telling me that like,
but I'm like, maybe
I'm fine.
She
recently found out that she had, I forget what it's called, but it's essentially like dyslexia with like numbers and like math, and I was like, dude, I swear to god I have that. I cannot do math in my head to save my life.
I can now. I worked, this is gonna sound really weird because I always really like math, and I worked really hard at it. I was not great. I'm good at math now, like I can do stuff in my head, I can do big numbers, but I worked on it really hard. So, like, math is, like, actually something, like, I might be better at math than Keith. Because I, like, worked
at
it.
Spelling and, like, English, shit like that.
Thank God for spell check, right? anyways, so he had dyslexia and, you know, he was abused. He didn't have good hygiene. Like, everything was just against him at this point. He didn't stand a chance. So one thing he really enjoyed was, breaking and entering.
Like, that was his hobby?
Yeah. Well, he didn't really have friends, so he was just like,
you know, just do a quick B&E.
Yeah, exactly. I say B&E, it's funny. Kind of like Dane Cook, that's where we got it from, right?
Oh, is it?
He's like, I used to do some B&Es.
I thought that's just what they called breaking and entering.
Well,
whatever.
It is now. But, yeah, he would break into houses, but it wasn't just, like, him breaking and, like, stealing stuff, you know, typical, like, why you do that.
Okay.
But he would, like, move furniture and, like, leave stuff.
Like, he wanted them to know someone had been there and
he wanted
just,
to
like,
make
fucking
it
with them?
Like, he would obviously steal stuff, like, of course, but he would also just, like, break in and, like, move furniture and, like, leave stuff behind.
What? That's so weird. Okay.
So, like, his wasn't just, like...
He was truly bored.
Yeah, he was very bored, and he was like, I just want them to know. Like, I guess he maybe liked people having the thought of being violated. Like, he liked knowing. And, you know, we obviously can't relate to that, but, like, you're abused for all these years. You have issues, like...
Probably, like, maybe, power issues,
yeah,
right?
power imbalance. Issues. Yeah, so maybe you wanted to feel some power on other people. I don't know.
Sure.
And I don't want to diagnose that, but, like, that's what I kind of think it is. Okay. It's like, you know, like, yeah, yeah. So, enough about him for now. But Annie Bowen was a teenage girl who had recently lost her mom to cancer.
Aww.
And she was, I'm not sure, I would say probably around 16. And she had a younger sister around 8. The ages were really hard to find.
Okay.
But it's like you have the story. You just know she has like a younger sister. Mm-hmm. And her sister seems like she's a little bit younger. And the dad, you know, was having to work harder.
Mm.
Because he doesn't have the wife to help him. So he was working more hours. Right. And fortunately.
Oh, I fucking know this story.
Hey, shush.
Okay, sorry. It just
shut your mouth.
I just got it. I got it.
So her mom... like died of cancer, and she was going through a really hard time. Mm-hmm. As any teenage girl. Now I'm mad.
Sorry.
I'm mad as hell.
That little detail was like, oh.
So one day she started receiving these calls, and this guy was like, oh, hey, I got your number, but he doesn't say why. And people think he got the number because he probably broke and entered into their house and like got her number somehow. But social media wasn't around. You couldn't, like, on MySpace be like, hey, you're a hella cutie.
Well, there's, like, phone books.
Yeah. So, who knows? It doesn't clarify. Yeah. Like I said, it was whatever. A legend. Nobody knows how he got the number. And he's like, I go to another school. I'm this blonde, handsome man, and I sports jock, sports ball.
I love sports ball.
I'm handsome.
I'm handsome. You can tell by my handsome voice.
And my rippling muscles. So, obviously, Annie... was going through a hard time. She's going to be vulnerable. And
it's like
you know,
a teenage girl's dream to also, have some hot dude call you and be like, hi,
so, like,
cute.
The extra vulnerability and then, like, some cute blonde man.
Is interested in you.
Kim's dream. Messages you and is like, I also punched a mic, so sorry about that. But, yeah, some guy that's super duper hot is, like, messaging you and you're like, oh, please.
Tell me more about how beautiful I am.
So he was like, you sound pretty. And they would have, like, such long conversations. And, you know, she felt good. It was a good thing.
Oh, so he never, like, claimed to have, like, seen her or anything? He was just like, I just found your number.
Again, who knows? Yeah.
That's so
weird. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows?
Huh.
I think probably. But, you know, it was the whole, like, she goes to another school. But, like, he really did. So,
oh my God.
Anyways, he's like, let's go on a date. And she was like, yeah, like, why not? Let's definitely go on a date. Because you would at that point. And again,
and you're
it's not MySpace. It's not Facebook. You don't know what the person looks like. But you're like, hey. Sure. So he comes over. And he is not blonde. That's the most upsetting part. He is not muscular. He's not athletic. No sports ball here. No sports
ball.
He's
never played a sports ball.
Greasy hair. Acne. Bad things. Just not great. And, you know.
How did he play that off? He was just like, it's, you know.
The ultimate catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she's a very kind person. She decides mm-hmm. to still go on the date. She's like, aww, you know, we've been talking.
Nice.
Yeah. And she had more than the right to be like, you misrepresented yourself. But right. also, she was a teen. And we also were told to be polite and not hurt mm-hmm. people's feelings. Even though they misrepresented themselves.
Right. So, and probably she needed a friend. Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, we didn't talk.
We already get along.
Yeah.
Like, might as well just see where this goes.
I mean, why not?
Sure.
But also, like, oh, I mean, I just, like, now, if somebody did, like, I'm sure at 16 I would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But now I would be like, you misrepresented yourself, sir. Please get off
Goodbye.
My property.
Bye.
But I also, like, had social media.
Right.
So, and I'd probably, like, film him and, like, TikTok it. I don't know. Anyways, so she went out with him and she, you know, just kind of vented to him like, my mom passed away. It's really hard. We don't see our dad, you know, the usual things.
Yeah.
And he was obsessed with knowing how she felt when she found out her mom died. And just like asked really uncomfortable questions. And, you know,
awkward.
Like, like, during the night, like, at first I'd be like, how did you feel? Like, that's a normal question.
Sure.
But not continuously asking. And I guess she felt like, in a way, he was, like, getting off on it.
Ew.
Yeah, and she was just like...
Ew, that's really gross.
Yeah.
Like, especially because, like, that's such a hard thing to...
Yeah, you're already going through a hard time. You got lied to, like... And so they went to, like, a fair, and it didn't last very long. Because she was, like, super uncomfortable with him asking these invasive questions, which... Yeah. And, yeah, so she ended the date, had no plans to talk to him again. And keep in mind, like, this is very important. It was one date.
Okay.
So it wasn't, like, this big thing. It was one date. She didn't see him again. She's polite enough to go, even though he misrepresented himself. And some stories say they were boyfriend, girlfriend. They were not. There was one date.
One date doesn't make you boyfriend, girlfriend.
So I was just like, God, people. And I'm sure she, like, hates it. Anyway, so they both move on, supposedly. So one night, Annie and her sister were home alone because Dad had to work late. He's putting in more time at work to support his daughters, but they decided to have a seance just to talk to Mom. They're girls. So they did, like, a little seance to talk to Mom. It's an extra layer
of just, like...
So sad. Because they were trying to process it.
And they missed her so much.
Teens process stuff, you know, in a different way. So they did a seance to talk to Mom. Mm. And they were, like, hearing knocking on the wall. So they were like, it worked. We're talking to Mom. Mm. You know, as anyone would. And they lit candles. I don't know if they did, like, a Ouija board or something. I'm just a seance.
Yeah.
So maybe chanting. Who's to say?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Not important. But they... heard knocking and they just assumed it was their mom communicating with them, and but it kind of scared them a little bit.
Yeah, I they mean, did that it would a few times. Freaky.
Yeah, but the knocking persisted. It was just like consistently going. Like,
well, then it's like, did we actually like summon Mom, or
did we summon a demon? Mom knows not to knock at these hours.
Right,
she's a mom. So yeah, just like throughout the night, and it was just scary, as I would be scared too.
Yeah, that's creepy.
And the dad started getting mad because he'd come home from work and the house would be in total disarray.
Oh.
And the girls were like, that's not us. And he's like, who the fuck else is it?
Yeah, like, it's a ghost.
Yeah, because, like, any kid would say that and I'd be like, okay.
Okay, you're the only people home.
You know, and he's probably, like, irritated. He's working more. He's like, can you guys just,
just clean up?
But he would just, like, there'd be food everywhere and clothes and just, like, irritating. And, you know, they're teen girls. They're not paying attention to it, but they're like, it's not us. So in January 1987, the knocking was picking up again out of nowhere.
Oh, God.
And it just sounded like it was coming from the basement.
No.
And they checked it out.
The girls did?
Yeah. They went and got kitchen knives.
Okay. Well, at least
they came and Rugered it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember, me and Ruger like to check out things that we shouldn't be checking out. And we should just, anyways. So I was like, they came and Rugered it. They go downstairs with knives and they see a message and they said written in blood, but who knows? It could have been ketchup.
Sure.
But blood sounds better.
Yeah.
And it said, I'm in your room. Come find me.
No.
They run out screaming and they go to their neighbor's house.
That's the proper response.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the proper response is don't go into the basement in the first place.
But if they didn't, then like they could be in the house with some fucking creep.
You know, lock the basement door and call the police.
But he said that he's
I'm not victim blaming. It sounds like I'm victim blaming. I'm just, obviously, at 16, you're going to go investigate it. Or if Ruger's in the house, you're going to be like Kim and go investigate it.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
So, anyways, they run to the neighbor. And the neighbor, like, knows they're scared. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. And the dad was pissed when he came because the neighbor called him and was like, your daughters just came over. Like, we think something scary is happening. And I don't know if the neighbor's male or female. And it doesn't really matter in the story.
Right.
So the dad's like, this is ridiculous. You guys are acting out. I'm getting pissed off. I can't just leave work because you guys are freaking out. And they're like, Dad, like, shit is happening.
Yeah.
And he's irritated. And I would totally be, like, I get where the dad's coming from.
Yeah.
They say in Disney movies, you're either young enough to be, like, the Little Mermaid and be like, I'm in love with him. Or old enough to be, like, the dad and be like, you just met him. And I would be, like, the parent, like, you guys are doing stuff, so stop.
So did they go show him the creepy sign?
You would think, but I don't think. I think it was washed off. Oh. Because that's, and I questioned that, too. I was so like, obviously, there's the proof.
Yeah. Like, they are acting out.
Yeah, it makes them look lying. Nuts. Okay. So, He did take them to therapy because he's like, obviously they're going through a lot with their mom passing away and they're trying to get attention because I'm not at home as much. And I'm like, good move, dad.
Yeah, that is a good move.
And things got quiet for a while. So he's like, obviously the therapy's working. They're working through things. And then the knocking just started up again. And the girls were like out in the main room or something watching TV. And the knocking just kept continuing. And it sounded like it was come from Annie's room.
It's so creepy, though. I don't like that.
So they go into Annie's room. And it said, there was another thing. And who's to say it's written in blood?
Written on the wall again?
But it says, come find me.
No, no.
On her wall.
I don't want to play this game.
I don't want to come find you anywhere.
No. No.
Cash me outside. How about that? No, thank you. Not today.
Goodbye. I'm leaving.
How about that? No. That's 100%
that. 100% no.
100% no. I'm gone. Bye.
Come find me. That is so creepy.
And they run to the neighbors again and they're more scared because they know something's going on and they are being treated like they're insane, which would make me mad because, like, I get where the dad's coming from. But I also, like, feel bad for them. He's also
not listening to them.
Yeah, he's also not listening to them. And it's just, you know, if your daughters... And I get, like, I can empathize. He's like, God, they're just trying to get attention.
Right.
And they're scaring themselves. They shouldn't watch so many scary movies.
But how frustrating for them, too.
How frustrating for them. Absolutely. And so the neighbor's like... He's like, they're faking. I don't know what to do. And the neighbor's like, you should have seen them. They weren't faking. They're like, they were shaking. The like neighbor they, has the girls their back. Were shaking. Yeah. He's good like, job, this neighbor. Isn't something you can fake. Yeah. Like, I get the first time, who's to say, but the second time he's like this, he or she, something's I don't know what the neighbor up. Is.
Yeah.
Is like, you need to, like, go investigate because clearly something's going. So he decides to go investigate and they're shaking. Like, they are inconsolable.
Oh my gosh.
Which I'd be too. Yeah. Like, that shit's scary.
That's so freaky.
So dad decided to check it out and he left work early. So at this point, you know.
He's like, better be for good reason.
My man all. And he felt like someone was there because furniture was moved and shit was in disarray.
Uh-oh.
And he went to Annie's room and the note was there. So he's like, oh.
Okay, so now he's actually hells no. seeing this.
Back away from your mic.
Why?
Back away from your mic.
Am I going to scream?
When he turned around, there was a young man wearing his late wife's wedding dress.
What? No.
And makeup.
And makeup?
Smeared all over his face and he was holding a hatchet.
No!
Hey now, this is what nightmares are made of.
Why is he wearing the dress?
And it says in different things he was definitely wearing a costume, but like most sources were like a wedding dress. And I'm like, are you?
And from his late wife?
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying. Makeup smeared all over the face, holding a hatchet.
Oh my God, no. Oh, God.
Yeah. But...
Does he punch him?
In some of the versions, he's wearing a blonde wig. But I'm like, where did that come from? Who's okay, to say?
Norman Bates, relax.
Yeah, right? So Daniel ran away into the night before the dad could do anything because I think anyone would be in shock.
Oh, my God. Like, so it was Daniel.
Yes.
In a wedding dress. Being a fucking weirdo.
And the police are like, well... Commonly, people don't walk around in wedding dresses and makeup, so I don't think we'll have an issue finding him.
Oh, fair.
And they investigated the house, and they found a cabinet with a crawl space behind it, and he was living there, and you access it from Annie's room.
No, that is so creepy. I do not like that.
They didn't know how long it was, and they thought it was a few months. It turned out he was doing this for a year. A year from the day they went on that date.
No!
Yeah.
Daniel, fuck are you doing?
Also one of the versions, but I was like, it also said marry me on the wall.
Oh, no. No.
I forgot to add that part in.
That's
sorry.
So fucked up to, like, I didn't write do that down. To someone.
Yeah, right?
Especially when they're already, like, grieving.
Do you want to know what they found in the crawl space?
Condoms.
No.
Oh, okay.
Worse. I'm just kidding. Worse. Well, he found the girl's clothes. Because he would come out and, like, steal socks and underwear.
Oh, no.
And beers.
No.
And he was probably stealing... Well, he wasn't probably. He was stealing food, too. So that's why the house was in disarray. You know, he's coming down getting food. I thought you were
going to say he was, like jizzing all over the
probably. Probably. They didn't say anything about that, but let's be real. But they also found holes in the wall for him to spy on them.
No.
I just imagine, like, you have a stomach ache in the bathroom and he's watching that.
And you're just, like,
he's watching shitting. You go through, like, this horrible, horrible experience.
Oh, my God. No!
Yeah.
Daniel.
So, anyways, so the cops are like, we'll find him. And they did, because not commonly boys are running around with wedding dresses and makeup smeared on their face. So they found him, and he was arrested.
Okay.
He didn't serve any time. He was released.
That's so creepy. Did they get, like, a restraining order or something? Or, like...
It didn't say, but...
I mean, not that I'm sure they really didn't do anything. Like,
I mean, violate yeah.
those all the time.
You went on one date with him, and he was so obsessed. He wanted to live in your house.
And wear your mom's wedding dress.
Yeah. So he went back to breaking and entering into houses. In one of the houses, it doesn't say anything about the owner, but he had stolen a gun. And this was, like, after, like, that whole thing happened. And, like, he had it on his record, but he didn't serve any time. He didn't learn anything.
But they're just, like, letting him go. And they're like, whatever, resume your B&Es. Yeah,
have fun, little man. Like, what? Yeah, so he didn't serve any time. Because, you know, why learn from your actions?
Sure.
Love when I don't learn anything from my actions. So he broke into, like, later on, he broke into a house with a pregnant woman. The Gustafsons.
Oh.
And she was pregnant, and she had two younger children.
Okay.
This is a trigger warning, because this is, like, not great.
Okay.
And, you know, she just had young children, and it's not, there's not a lot known about it, but the husband came home later in the day, because she was staying at home with the two young children. Mm-hmm. He came home to his wife shot in the head multiple times from close range, and she was obviously dead on the bed.
Oh, my God.
And she was pregnant.
And she's pregnant?
Yeah.
What about the kids?
That's where this gets rough. Okay. And I'm not going to give too much detail about what happened, but the kids were both drowned in the bathtub in separate bathtubs.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
I know. I do too. But it's like, from what he did in the house, it's like, oh my God, that's so crazy. He wore a wedding dress, but this...
It's like clearly escalating.
Shit escalates.
And like, what?
Like, and it's just like... You know, because it's like, why would he serve time? Because maybe he would be reformed. Who knows? Who knows? He had a hard upbringing. That didn't help him. But, like, lots of people have hard upbringings. They don't break into people's houses and kill them and their children for doing nothing. And we don't know a lot about what happened, because it was just, like, the husband came home and
found it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, how they found him, because I'm sure, like, well... How did they find it was him?
Exactly.
So he went to a few towns over and he kidnapped a woman.
Jesus.
And he stole her car. And she somehow escaped. I don't know how.
Oh, good for her.
And they were able to connect the gun on him to the shots and everything. And, you know.
Yeah.
So they were able to do that. And people saw him on the news. So his face was all over and he was found in a dumpster 48 hours later. Because there was a serious manhunt.
Wait,
so
he was hiding in a dumpster?
Mm-hmm. And that's how they found him. Because the lady escaped and she told, you know, police, and he was able to
weird place to hide.
Mm-hmm. So he was sentenced to 3 life sentences.
Good.
For each of the lives lost. And he was not sorry. No remorse at all.
Whoa.
In fact, when he went to jail, he decided he was a Satanist. And he was mad because they weren't giving him anything, any of the books, the Book of Satanism, all the stuff. And he, like, sued for religious violations, something like that. And it's like, the Satanists don't claim you.
Yeah.
Satanists don't kill people.
No.
And I think he just did anything he could. He's like, oh, this is a dark religion, so let me do this so I can, like, sue the courts. And it's like, no, fuck you. Like, Satanists don't do stuff like that. He just felt like he was violated, and, like, the Church of Satan was like, we are not, like, they were like, we do not claim this man.
And you violated the privacy of, like, two young girls. That's so creepy.
He fucked with this family for forever, and then he kills this family. Like, it's just, I feel bad for the child, because he obviously had a really hard upbringing, but, like, Jesus Christ, sir.
Yeah, dude, like, relax.
That's
insane.
And then one day he was like, what have I done? I'm so sorry.
Oh, now he just
because he wanted to get, like, out of jail.
He wakes up and he just is like, now I'm remorseful.
Because he realized he could get out of jail.
No, they didn't let him out, did they?
No, of course not.
Okay.
You can't be that not sorry and then suddenly be like, and he was just like, from the depths of my soul, I'm so sorry. I'm just, I can't believe I did that. Like, they had a statement, but I was like, I'm not writing down the statement.
He doesn't deserve to have
but he had the statement about how sorry he was, and it was just like, they're like, oh, that's weird, and then they're like, oh, it coincides with him potentially, I don't know, getting a lighter sentence. I don't really know, because a lot of this stuff is legend, but he's still in jail today.
Good. He should be.
Not cute.
And he's not cute.
I'm just saying, like, he went through a lot, and, like, you heard me at the beginning, like, it was really sad, and I'm really sad for him. He didn't stand a chance, but, like, it doesn't justify
what he did.
Terrorizing a family who had lost their mother, who was already they already had, enough going on. And then he has the audacity to be, like, I don't know, kill another family? Like, it's disgusting. Ugh. And what's really unfortunate is he won't really talk about it, so they don't really know the circumstances of what happened. They just know she was shot in the head from close range, and the children were drowned.
That is so horrifying.
So horrifying.
It took, like, a sharp turn. Like, it's one thing to, like, be in people's walls and, like, be a creep, but, like, then to kill a family, like, whoa.
But you don't think it's going to escalate from there? Like, really?
Yeah.
Really, guys?
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's just put on his record and call it a day. It's like, no. That's not how this works. I know. It's a rough one. It's kind of a shorter story, but it's just like, oh my gosh, like, escalation. Did you ever see the show Don't Fuck with Cats?
Yes.
That's like one of a escalation.
Yeah, that one is crazy.
But I'm like, isn't an escalation? Like, he's killing these cats in very violent ways, and then he kills a human in a violent way. I was like, that's not an escalation. It's bad all around.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. Well, that was crazy.
Yeah, so that's one I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah,
but, like, I'm sure you heard a different version, because there's a lot of, like, different things that were said, you know. Like, who knows if he was, because they say, like, he could have been wearing, like, the mom's clothes, but I'm
that's
like,
so
wedding dress makes sense. He sounds dramatic.
Like, something about wearing a dead lady's wedding dress, like, that's just, like, a whole other level of, like, weirdness.
Also, you have to, like, really search for that too, so think about that.
Well, he was in the walls.
I mean, there's not a lot of stuff going on in the walls.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So we're gonna
I'm sure he was just, like, exploring, you know, while they weren't there. He's probably just, like, rummaging.
Making himself some PB&Js with their dirty socks. I don't know. I don't know. Grabbing some beers. But we'll post pictures of him. He's,
I want to see pictures.
And is not blonde, not athletic, not sports ball body. Wow, that was, like, really hard to say. But we'll post pictures of, like, him then, him now. And just so you can kind of see the not cute of him.
Yeah.
But we'll post on Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
You could also send us your stories on MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
Self-care tips, just saying hi, telling us what you think.
Yeah.
We would love that.
We would really
it
love that.
It would brighten our month.
Yeah, we'd be very excited.
Yeah, we would jump for joy.
Hit us up. Stalk us on Insta.
We have a TikTok too.
Yeah.
And we're going to be a little bit more active on TikTok, because we're not like the youths posting their dancing videos and their stories about how they were disrespected at Walmart and how their neighbor looked at them too long and now they're in a feud.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's what's been going on my TikTok. I'm like, they're not stalking you.
I think you need to, like, make your feed better.
Yeah. I probably do.
Yeah. All right, well, until next week, take care of yourselves.
Yeah, and we love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, Jonesy June.
She's very sleepy.
Just snoozing.